Hachette Audio presents The Books of Babel, Book 4, The Fall of Babel. Written by Josiah Bancroft. Read by John Banks. The Daily Reverie, Arts and Theatre. A refresher for the devotees of the Senlin Saga. In anticipation of its conclusion, by Oren Robinson. Another theatrical season, another entry in the Books of Babel melodrama. Per usual, the burden of revitalizing the acts and exuents of the overpaid playwright's prior works falls to me, dear reader. I, Oren Robinson, cultural critic and man about town, or at least my own town home, shall hitherto attempt to puff upon the dwindling coals of your enthusiasm for a tale that, like the besotted guest who has begun to drape upon the drapery, departs not a moment too soon. I offer this recapitulation out of the largesse of my heart and my contractual obligation to the editors of the Daily Reverie. In last season's The Hod King, Thomas Senlin, having infiltrated our ringdom at the Sphinx's behest, was at last reunited with his betrothed, the incomparable mermaid, nay, Mrs. Senlin. Thomas took the long-awaited tender moment as occasion to confess his infidelity, though not the identity of his paramour. If you, dear reader, do not recall the name of Tom's forbidden love, then you will not have read my award-winning essay, Edith Winters and Why the Headmaster from Eastfish Piss Does Not Deserve Her. Shame on you. Maria, fearing the wrath of her new husband, the nefarious Duke Wilhelm Pell, released Tom from his tattered vows, but elected to keep the existence of their daughter, Olivette, a secret for the safety of all involved. The lapsed headmaster only learned of his unobserved fatherhood shortly before Duke Wilhelm stuck a bucket on his head and banished him to the convoluted service tunnels that knot the tower walls like chitterlings. Pig entrails that share in common with the Black Trail a certain aroma. Condemned to the bleak thoroughfares of the Hods, Thomas was reunited with two characters from his past. John Tarrou, his tippling friend from the baths, and his former employer, the humiliated portmaster Finn Gall. The trio soon found themselves conscripted into Luke Marra's army of zealots. Thomas and company were alarmed to learn of the existence of a mighty excavator, the unroyal Hod King. Poised at the threshold of his roughly carved throne room, the zealot shared with Thomas his intent to unseat the Sphinx from her lofty perch. In a move that seemed to straddle the line between self-preservation and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?